And I guess I'll start the theme music. I'll wait over here. I'm going to have to turn you down for a second because this theme music's going to blow you out. And here we go. And here we are, another Ways of Podcast, show number 169. I'm Dave, your host of this podcast, and I am joined by someone today. My good friend Adam from St. Louis has joined me back again on the podcast. Adam, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Fantastic.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Oh, beautiful. Ryan O is working. Substitute Nick is not, he's still married, but he's not here. Aaron is on assignments, and Sarah had to work this evening, and that's everybody. And that's the show.
Thank you, good night. Yay.
All right, so yes, Sarah had to work tonight, Adam.
What's that all about?
Well, it was my fault.
It was your fault?
It was my fault.
Oh, no.
As you may or may not recall, we have some work that needs to get done in the bathroom.
Yes, yes.
So finally, I'm like, you know what? Let's get this taken care of. We have no money.
Okay.
We are as broke as you are going to get.
Okay.
We literally have no silver coins in our house.
Okay.
Because we've used it all. But because we had house guests, I started thinking, you know what? We should probably get this taken care of. So I called a reputable company that I heard on the radio.
Okay.
And they said, oh, we'll send somebody out Monday. I'm like, okay, so now Sarah, who we normally opens on Monday, has to close. So that's fine. They come in. They look at it. I tell them what's up. And she takes a bunch of notes and gets a calculator and does a whole bunch of things. And she's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the glass doors out. We're going to take that wall out, replace it with a brand new wall that's going to not get mold, replace the plumbing with all new fixturing. Replace all the tile with their brand product that does not mold and will not mold, and all you have to do is spray it down once a month and it'll just clean right up.
Dave, this sounds so expensive.
Then the door will be replaced by a better door that's not going to creak and fall apart like the door we have right now.
Okay.
Oh, and they're also going to replace the shower pan because that's what's causing all this. And all of their work is guaranteed
$1,200.
No. So see, that's not so bad. $1,200. Nope. And if I recall,
well, yeah, I guess all the new fixtures and all that kind of stuff, okay.
And all the labor, and if I recall, and I may have to go back and listen to an older podcast. But if I recall, that's how much the other company was going to charge us to do the same job.
Really?
So, yeah.
What the hell?
I know.
What are you going to do?
We are going to continue to wait, and hopefully that this doesn't turn into black mold and kill us all.
So, like, what's in there right now?
It's just. I have no idea. It's just because I'm not a plumber.
It's behind the walls.
It's behind the walls. Yes.
Do you currently still use the shower?
No, we do not.
You don't ever use that shower.
Well, we had to use it last week because we had house guests.
Okay.
So we were forced to use it. But I mean, it's been used a handful of times in the past year.
Okay. And is it ceramic tile?
I have no idea. Yes.
I mean, like your tile surround, like the shower surround.
Sure. I have no idea. I don't know what ceramic is.
Okay. Is it tiles?
It's tiles, yes.
Okay, so it's not like your hall bathroom. Because your hall bathroom has like a one-piece fiberglass.
Nope, the hall bathroom also has tiles.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what you do. And I think you should really consider doing this part on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You should cut out the wall that's in there.
I've never done anything of this nature before.
Yep. Does the tile go all the way up to the ceiling?
I believe so.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty tall. That's a lot of tile.
It is a lot of tile.
Okay.
Welcome to Bathroom Talk.
Huh?
Welcome to Bathroom Talk, everybody.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. I think you should cut all that out on your own and then get green board. I mean, you could do it on your own for a thousand. I mean, like, if I wonder what someone would give you a bid to just come in and replace the pan that the shower sits on.
Right.
Because if you could do that, then you could drywall it and then tile it yourself.
Now, this is all in all hopes that the mold or leak did not go underneath the bathtub.
I thought they said they had to replace the pan.
Well, they have to replace the shower pan for sure, but if the leak doesn't – I mean, if the leak's only going towards –
Oh, you've got a shower and a bathtub.
Well, no, the bathroom's right next to the – it's right next to the shower. It's
huh?
We have the shower stall, and then right attached to it is the bathtub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah, sorry. That's what I was
– So if it,
that's what I didn't realize. I thought you just had a tub with a shower.
No.
Okay.
So if the leak just goes to the left, then we're fine. If the leak goes to the right and had gotten underneath the bathtub, then they may have to take that out as well.
Good God.
I would feel more comfortable with someone who has worked with a hammer and chisel before.
Yeah, I wish I would live down there because I would take it all out for you.
Well, when are you coming to visit?
Right.
I'll give you tickets to Disney.
I would do it without giving tickets to Disney.
Well, good, because I wasn't really going to do that.
Good, because you weren't going to get those.
Damn it. You were just still going to come and just not... what a jerk.
Doesn't Austin know how to do that stuff, too?
He probably does, but he also is not here.
Right, but can't he get down there?
I don't think so. He's got 3 kids.
Yeah, that's true.
And a wife.
It would be much easier for me to get down
and
there.
And a dog. Yes, you just have.
What about Nick?
I don't know if he's ever done that before. He probably would.
But he seems to know people.
He probably. Yeah. I guess we could ask him. Get him on the phone.
I think you should ask him. Because really, it's just a matter of taking all of that out to see what's in there.
I can take the shower doors off. I saw a video on how to do that.
Okay. Well, that's your first step. It should take taking the shower doors off. And then your next step should be getting a hammer and cracking the one piece of tile and then removing it.
And then what?
And then just remove all that tile in the shower all the way down to the studs.
Oof. Do I need to put you on Skype when I do this so you can watch what I'm doing?
Perhaps. I think get Nick there because I feel like he's done some stuff on his house.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll ask him in a later show.
I mean, unless you want to wait, honestly, for the next time I come down. But at this point in time in my life, I don't know when the next time I will be down.
Just drive down next weekend.
Oh, I would. But I don't want to drive down there.
Why not?
Because I would rather fly, because for me to drive down there in my truck would cost so much money.
Yeah, it's true. You should rent a car.
Right? But even renting a car, it would cost me less to fly, I think. Like, to fly would cost me $300.
Jeez.
But to drive would cost me $500.
I haven't looked for flights in a long time. Southwest has changed their website on me.
Yeah. I haven't found cheap flights down there since that last time I went. Well, everything's like $175
all right.
Each way.
Gross.
Right?
Well, unless, of course, you were flying this weekend, then it would be $450.
Right, of course, if I was doing that.
All right, well, that seems dumb. Why would you do that? Don't come. Yeah. Don't fly down
this
weekend.
But I would need my truck down there.
Because your truck has all your tools?
Well, because my truck would be able to bring back the drywall that you need and all that kind of stuff.
All right, well, then bring your truck down.
Yeah.
Or hire someone who has a truck.
Right.
I hate all of this. I just want to burn the place down.
Right. I mean, it's just one of those things where when they give you a bid, it's like, this is impossible. Like, who can even afford that?
Nope.
Well, $6,000. I can't even fathom that.
Begin to fathom.
But I guess you're hiring plumbers.
Nope.
Huh?
Yep, that's true.
So, like, and plumbers are expensive. But I don't think you would need new fixtures unless the fixtures are leaking.
And that could be the case. Who am I? I'm not one who plumbs.
Well, I've done all that stuff. I've taken out my old plumbing fixtures and put in new ones, and it's not fun.
Listen, just move down here already. You already don't live with your wife, so it's not like
might as well, right?
It's not like she's gonna be missing you. Don't even know you're not there.
Right. She'll be like, where are you? I'll be like, I've been working real late.
I'm in the other room.
What do you mean, where am I?
I just saw you. We just talked a minute ago. No?
Right.
You're going
no,
crazy.
You don't remember. Ugh. I'm out of here.
Yes. No. Maybe the problem is I'm looking for a weekend. You just take some week of let's take some vacation time during the week. Maybe then it'll be cheaper.
Oh, I would have to take a week off to do that.
A week? All right. So I've got you in a month right now. So hold on. We changed it to a week.
Yeah. Like, and I, and my show, it would have to be like the first week of September. You know what I mean? It would have to be like in September sometime.
All right. So we'll just continue not using the bathroom until September. And then we'll get you, Austin, and Nick. And we'll get you all in this bathroom together. Because you're all very small guys.
Yes, and your bathroom's ginormous, so it'll be
enormous
fine.
Enormous bathroom, so it'll be fine.
It's like the Taj Mahal in there.
Well, you know, it's got holy water.
Well, yes.
Yeah, man, tickets are not cheap.
Right? I mean, none of it is cheap, and that's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
But I would pay that to come down to help you guys do that. It wouldn't. I mean, that's no big deal. I mean, it's a big deal to spend that money, but I would do that to come help, but it's... Finding time to do that is like, ugh.
Well,
keep your eye out on Southwest. If it ever says $99 or $110, call me and I'll book it and I'll just come down and we'll just take apart your bathroom and see what we can do.
You'll just book it.
Yep.
I like it. That's dedication. That's friendship right there. You would.
And we'll take apart your bathroom. Well, then when you think about it, Dave, how many times have I come down and stayed at your house without paying you anything other than a couple of meals every now and again?
True that. You owe me. And you know, now I'm expecting this.
Now I owe you $6,000 worth of labor.
Yes.
When you think about it, that might be right around what I might owe you if you think of all
that. No kidding. Why didn't we think about that?
You know what I mean? Like when you really think about it, I stay at your house. We go to parks and stuff, and I mean, you could probably put a price tag on that.
I probably could. I probably will.
But you don't, because you're a nice friend.
I'm an idiot. Big, dumb idiot head.
A big, dumb dummy.
Big, dumb, dumb dummy. Anyways, let's stop talking about that. Let's talk about other things.
Yeah, because now I'm just going to be sitting here thinking about how to fix your bathroom.
You know what? If you can figure out a way to do it while you're there...
I can't. If Nick had friends that could do it, that would be one thing.
Get a whole bunch of pirates.
Mexicans.
They'd expect me to help. What's going on, Adam? I haven't talked to you in a couple weeks. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Last week was terrible.
Why?
Because nobody would return a text. And not like today when my phone would not stop blowing up.
Right, yeah. Like we were getting texts all over the place.
It was crazy. But last week I sent out a message, hey, who's going to be on the show? And nobody replied except for Nick. And Nick's yeah. Like, I'll do the show, but I can only be there for like a half hour. I'm like, all right. So we ended up starting late and he had to leave. And then Sarah called in.
Oh, she did?
She called. She literally called. She goes, oh, I forgot you were doing a show. So I had to, and then Millie woke up, so I had to get her a cookie, so I had to put the phone next to the microphone.
Oh.
And I had to walk away while they continued to talk. But then I was alone for like 10 minutes, and I put out an APB for anyone who was listening live.
I saw that.
Like, I'm sitting here talking to myself. Can someone please join the chat room? Someone please talk
Bueller.
To me.
And Bueller.
A couple of messages. I put
and
on
it
a,
was your sister did, right?
And my sister, well, a friend of mine, this guy Dave from high school, he got on and he was listening. So I at least had one listener. I knew someone was there. Then my sister got on and she called. And we were able to clear up some misconceptions. Of stories that I told. And there were other stories which she would not clear up because of statutes of limitations of and legalities. She would not.
Right. You can't.
She would not discuss those things. So I said she'll have to call in one day and we'll disguise her voice and call her by a different name. But all that is going to be on the show 168, which is still on the editing table because there was a lot to cut down. I mean, nobody wants to sit there and listen to me go, so.
Right.
Still here. Right. I mean, some of that will be there, but I played a lot of music.
Well, that's good.
And I kept turning.
Did you play Def Leppard Photograph?
I did not play any Def Leppard. I didn't play any music.
Def Leppard Photograph is one of my favorite songs of all time.
One of my favorite songs. I played music I didn't think I'd be sued for, so.
Oh, okay.
And then I just
Jingle Bells,
yes,
Old McDonald, you know.
All public domain music.
Right.
Not Happy Birthday.
No, that's who owns the Beatles own that?
No, somebody else owns it. Someone owns it, but not the Beatles. They sing "Say It's Your Birthday." Do 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 do.
Does Michael Jackson own those?
Not anymore. He owns nothing.
Okay, did he sell them back to them?
I think he did when he started getting into some legal trouble. He sold everything back to Paul McCartney.
Yeah, what a total dick move, too, there, MJ.
But in his own defense, he bought it and held on to it and didn't sell it to anybody else.
That's true. So that is true.
He easily could have broke it up and sold it to 1,000 different people and said, everyone can own the Beatles. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
But right. Take that.
But it would have been like, take that.
Right.
But But instead, he held on to it and then sold it all back.
Right. And then died.
And then died.
Or was killed.
Or was murdered.
Right? It was manslaughter.
It may have been negligence from his doctors.
Yeah. Doctor's negligence.
So the only good thing about people visiting this past week in this is that we cleaned the entire house. So.
And it's hot as hell down there,
it
right?
It is record 100-degree heat.
Oh, my God.
It is not fun. When we saw our friends yesterday, I went up to them, and when I shook their hands, I said, you're lucky we like you.
No kidding.
I would not be out here if it wasn't for that case.
Because that's hot.
It was stupid. And he said this is the first time his wife did not say, we should move to Florida. Because she says that every time. And in our own defense, in Florida's defense, and I tell him and I tell everybody, listen. If you are here, and if you have a 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday, 9-to-5, you'll be in a air-conditioned office.
Yes.
Right? And when you're not in an air-conditioned office, you'll be driving from your air-conditioned home in your air-conditioned car to your air-conditioned office to work and do what you do, and then you leave and get in your air-conditioned car and go to your air-conditioned house. Only on the weekends, if you choose to go out into the heat, you can do it, but if you don't, wait until September.
Right. Exactly.
September, October, November, December, it's all beautiful outside.
It's gorgeous there. I mean, October is one of my favorite times to go down there.
Even a bit of January, February is kind of cold. But cold compared to whatever you're dealing with in the Midwest, posh posh.
Right, I mean, it's a cold being 40. I guess you get some 30s, though, don't you?
At nights.
Right.
Welcome to Weather Talk and another Wasteful Podcast.
Yeah, we are going. This old house to this old planet, here we go.
If you do come down, and if we do wait another 9 months in order to fix our bathroom, we'll film you tearing our bathroom apart. And we'll put it on the Another Wasted Podcast website. And you can keep turning and looking at the camera going, well,
this as you can see, the only thing that worries me, does not to jump back, is that once I take it down, what if there's, like, structural stuff that I don't know about?
That's what YouTube's for.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's when we call this company back and they go, well, dumbasses, we're here to fix what you wrecked and now we're going to charge you more.
Well, they probably wouldn't do – part of that's going to be taking out the old stuff, part of the bid. Yeah.
We should find out, hey, if we take out the old stuff, what can you cut off? And they'll be like, $500.
Right. It might be $1,000. You know, oh, thanks, $5,000.
But anyways, yeah, so it's record heat. It's sweltering out. I don't enjoy it, but if you lived here, Adam, you would have a day job and you would be inside Monday through Friday and you would not have to worry about the heat. And just think, it gets miserable in St. Louis as well. I know, I've been there.
It does. It's hot now.
See? What fun is that? All right. Well, let's jump. And let me see how loud this is going to be. Even though Ryan O is not here.
That sounds good to me.
We're going to do some geek news.
Do it now.
But because we are sharing a line, I can't really do that. I can't keep that music going. Sorry, all you fans of that sweet, sweet music that usually plays in the background. The hell was that?
That was totes awesome. You like that I abbreviated those words?
You gotta abbreviate. In this day and age, you can't be expected to say entire words.
No, I don't have that kind of time.
Ryan O has sent me his geek news. And he starts off by saying, we're going to... Let me play the music again. Just keep it going. Maybe I can turn it down. Nope, hold on. I have it set up differently, so I got to reset it back the way it was. Normal.
Do it now.
Turn it down there. we're going to need a bigger boat because it's time for the geek news. It says here, in the comic world, Miles Morales will be taking over as Spider-Man in the new Marvel Universe, and Doctor Strange will be bigger and badder. Adam, that means nothing to you, right?
Nope.
In Marvel Comics, there is the normal continuity that they do, that you know that everyone's been reading for the last 80 years. But about 20 years ago now, I guess, maybe 10 years ago, they created a Ultimate Universe, where they were able to reboot all of the characters because it was a different universe and they were able to do whatever they wanted. As well as there's all sorts of other universes going on out there. Well, I guess this whole Secret Wars that's going on will end up destroying all those universes or something. I don't know. I haven't read a comic in a long time.
Okay.
But I guess when we come back after the Secret Wars, Peter Parker will be gone and Miles Morales will be Spider-Man. So we'll see how long that lasts.
Gotcha.
Let me jump around here. It says here, rumors are that there'll be an Indiana Jones 5 in 2018, but nobody knows who Indiana Jones is going to be as of yet. Chris Pratt was rumored. Let's see. This is something that nobody cares. Well, I shouldn't say nobody cares, because Ryan clearly cares about it. There's a new animated feature by Bruce Timm called Justice League, Gods and Monsters, which is very dark. There's a mini episode on YouTube showing a badass Superman. Look for that. Ant-Man comes out next month. I know you're not excited.
I'm not.
I am?
I mean, I don't think I'm going to rush out to see it at the theater.
No?
I don't think so.
I think it's going to be good. I've seen more.
Now, if you tell me that it's really good, maybe I'll go see it. But the whole train thing lost me.
Don't trust what I say, because I thought that Daredevil was a good movie.
What?
I loved it.
Oh.
I thought it was great. I thought it... we lost our listener. I thought it was great.
It's because you said you liked Daredevil.
I guess so. I thought it got to the chase much faster than Spider-Man did. And I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. Let's see. The Punisher is... Speaking of Daredevil, The Punisher is coming to season 2 of Daredevil.
Yes. The guy playing him was one of the guys from The Walking Dead.
You may have just quoted exactly what Ryan wrote.
Oh.
He just wrote with the dude from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I can't remember what his character name is. Shane. Do you remember Shane? Did you ever watch any of The Walking Dead?
I've watched a handful of episodes in no particular order. Disney Infinity. You got Disney Infinity?
Yes.
Disney Infinity 3.0 is coming out.
Yes, I can't wait.
With Star Wars characters, as well as some classic Mickey and Minnie and Inside Out characters.
Yeah, Molly's excited about the Inside Out characters.
Of course.
Millie. So is that all it is? Is Inside Out, Mickey and Minnie, and Star Wars?
I believe so.
That makes me mad that they're calling it 3.0. They'll release a new stand and they, you know, a new base that we'll all have to buy.
Well, I'm sure they'll come up with additional characters as they go on, just like last time.
Hopefully the base that we have works.
It should.
Okay.
The base should work, I believe, and we'll just have to buy the 3.0. And we can still play it on our systems, I believe. And let's see.
Do it now.
We'll kill that, and we'll play this. It says here, Jurassic World has reached $981 million worldwide.
Wow.
I'm not too bright, but I feel like that's a lot of money.
I mean,
they could fix my bathroom.
I don't have that kind of money.
They could fix my bathroom
twice.
At least with that kind of money. I have not seen the movie, but I bring you Adam with you saw it, right?
I did see it.
So without giving any spoilers, could you give us a review?
There were dinosaurs.
Thank you, Adam, for that review. Can you tell the real dinosaurs from the fake ones?
I could. I don't know if anybody. I mean, like, there were some people that are like, "Oh, that's fake," and I'm like, "No,
no,
that's
sir,
that's a real one.
That's a real dinosaur.
Dino DNA."
Yes. I want to see it. I don't know when I'll see it, but I do want to see it.
I really think you should, because to me, I always loved Jurassic Park. Like, that was one of my favorite movies. It reminded me of summer. It reminded me of going to the theater with, like, my cousins when we would go see that movie. And it was just a fun movie.
Yeah.
You know, and it was one of those, the first time you see it, I mean, they built a real dinosaur. That's what I miss about the old ones, is because the dinosaurs were real. Like, that T-Rex that ate the car was real.
Yeah.
You know, now everything is CGI, and it's
digital.
I mean, certainly not everything. I'm sure that there were some that weren't, but it's like, it irritates me. But, you know, the story is good. It's way more violent.
Oh, good.
Than that first one. So it's probably more along the lines of, like, the second and third. Like, the first one isn't all that violent. Like, if you... Not many deaths.
Just you know, near the end.
And in this one, there's some deaths.
Oh, good.
And some pretty intense ones.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. I recommend it. I enjoyed it.
How many?
I liked it better than Avengers Age of Ultron.
How many stars? Or what? We were talking about this on the car cast that never happened.
Yeah.
How many? What was your favorite candy?
My favorite candy?
Yeah, your favorite movie theater candy.
Snow caps.
How many snow caps would you give it?
I'd give it 4.5 out of 5 snow caps.
Whoa.
Yeah, I liked it.
That's a lot of snow caps. All right.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I'm sure, you know, again, it's nostalgia and stuff like that. So I can't imagine. There's probably, if I were to watch it again now, with a different eye, you know, not going in with that such excitement that I had of going in and seeing it. Then maybe I might think it different, but I found it extremely entertaining.
Yeah, well, I do want to see it. It looks pretty awesome. The anticipation is there, but I have no money. No silver in my pocket. Let's see. And the last piece of news, which was not on Ryan's news, but I've got it separately.
Yes!
Star Wars news. Everyone likes Star Wars news, right?
Nah, I do. Tell me about Star Wars Weekends. Did you meet Frank Oz?
I never actually went to Star Wars Weekends.
Oh.
Millie did. Millie got to fight Darth Vader.
Hells yeah.
Hold on. Though. Millie's awake.
Uh-oh, sorry.
She fell asleep. She was asleep in her nap, but she woke up. No, but that's the Star Wars news I have, is that the actor who played Anakin Skywalker,
oh yeah,
was arrested in South Carolina. The original Anakin, little boy, Jake Jake Lloyd.
Yep.
But he goes by Jake Broadbent now.
Oh, really?
Or that, because that's his real name from Phantom Menace. He put the police on a high-speed chase.
Yep.
Trying to avoid being pulled over, he endangered other pet drivers as he passed cars in the double yellow line, sped up to avoid police on Wednesday afternoon, said the sheriff's department. He was not driving a pod racer.
Oh, he thought he was.
But he did catch up to Watu.
Did Sebulba flash him? Is that why?
Some damn Sebulba. He was going 95 miles per hour, 100 miles per hour.
In what kind of car?
An I-95. Let's see. Well, speeding southbound. I don't know if it says. I thought it did say in a different one.
He was kind of a weird guy. Like, I remember watching something with him recently, like a documentary where they talked to Star Wars people, and they all talked about how he talked about how he hated, you know, all the, like, he's now in obscurity and no one will hire him to do anything because of Star Wars. And like, no, no one will hire you because you're bad. It has nothing to do with Star Wars.
No, hire you because we watched Star Wars. And
right.
You weren't good. It says here, while speeding southbound on I-State 95, the driver lost control and the quote-unquote suspect vehicle ran off the right-hand side of the road and drove through a fence and continued driving along the frontage road that ran alongside I-95. It says the Broadbent of Fort Collins, Colorado, continued to drive in a wooded area after the road ended but stopped when he hit several small trees. He was charged with failure to stop for a blue light and resisting arrest. He remained at the county detention center as of Monday after last week's hearing. I guess this happened last week. Bail was ordered at $10,700.
He's never going to make it.
If he could, he could fix my bathroom. Let's see. He was in Star Wars. He said in 2012 that the film made his childhood difficult and was the reason he gave up acting.
Yes.
His other children were really mean to me, he said. They would make the sound of lightsabers every time they saw me. It was totally mad. My entire school life was a living hell. I don't know. I made Star Wars lightsaber sounds noises to my friends went back in the day.
Right?
But we were just playing Star Wars. I guess playing Star Wars with the guy from Star Wars is
that's ribbing.
It's bad taste, I suppose. What a punk.
I guess. I mean, that's like playing World War II with the Jew.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
Is it?
Okay, it's a true thing. Why would you put... So, yeah, and I'm sure I know people who have.
Oh, okay.
And they also can't fix my bathroom.
No, they can't.
But that's my Star Wars news for the day. And going back, Millie did fight Darth Vader and won.
Good.
According to the video, she killed him with cuteness.
Someone needs to.
And Darth Maul was there as well, but she didn't get a chance to fight him. What else? She met Boba Fett. But
now that's cool.
Yes, there's a photograph with her with Boba Fett. Well, her and a couple people with Boba Fett, so she wasn't even right next to Boba Fett. But yeah, I mean, we saw the Star Wars fireworks. That was neat.
See, now what was that?
It's just fireworks to the Star Wars themes.
Oh, that's all it is. Dun, 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 poosh, dun, poosh, dun, dun, I bet that is pretty awesome, actually.
It wasn't terrible. I mean, I'm not a big
fan. Did you ever see that house on Good Christmas that set up all those lights? That the lights were in sync to the Star Wars music, the Christmas lights?
I have not. Well, maybe
I
have.
Oh, Dave, you have to find it.
I'm sure I have.
It's incredible.
It's just,
like, it makes me want to go watch it now.
Go for it and post it on the page.
All right.
I mean, not right this second, but, you know. You have to find it on your iPhone.
Right.
But, yes. So, there's our Star Wars news. That's all I've got. Anything else?
I like Star Wars.
I like The Wizard of Oz.
I like the Tin Man.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually was cleaning out my basement, and I found, you're going to make fun of me, in 1999 when The Phantom Menace came out, I had this brilliant idea to go buy the toys, the action figures, and keep them in the boxes.
You must be a multi-hundredaire.
I bet you they're worth $10 a piece now. I bought them for $8.99.
Maybe. Well, you know, it's all about supply and demand. And you've got the supply, but there just isn't a demand.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I've got Mace Windu. And
how do you spell Windu?
Obi-Wan.
How do you spell Windu?
W-I-N-D-U.
Ah. Action figure. I'm looking this up right now on the eBays. Mace Windu action figure in the box from Hasbro. Was this the deluxe Mace Windu or just the episode one?
I don't know.
Does it have Darth Maul on the packaging?
Maybe.
Let's say episode one. Someone is selling that for 99 cents.
Damn it! That is not helping me at all. So but what you're saying is I should just open them and play with them.
Probably should. Don't trust me yet. Let me see. What was the other one you said you had?
Well, I've got Darth Maul, Mace Windu, Obi-Wan.
Darth Maul. Well, you're looking at it in front of you, right?
No.
Oh, you're just going off memory. Okay, Darth Maul, my friend. In the original packaging, if it has the Darth Maul cover or card, as you say, this guy is selling it for $6.
Ooh.
So, and this person's selling it for $5. So things are looking up for you.
No, because I paid like $8 for them. Oh,
let's see. Obi-Wan Kenobi action figure. This is probably.
Oh, and I got Qui-Gon.
Of course you do.
It was one of those things where they all came with like this token, and you set it on top of this like thing, and then it spoke to you.
What?
Yeah. So it had an action figure, and then each one had a token. You could put the token on this communicator, and it would talk.
I can't tell if this has a token or not.
Something like that.
Let's see. I'm looking.
Darth Maul is my favorite Darth.
Is it over? Yeah, over?
I like him better than Darth Vader. Like, he's awesome.
Do you like him better than Darth Sidious? Was that his name? No, that's the Emperor. What was Count Dooku?
Yeah, Count Dooku.
Wasn't he a Darth?
He was Darth. Oh, I don't know now.
I did forget his name. There's.
Isn't he?
Okay, here's this
Tyrannus.
Yes, Darth Tyrannus. This Star Wars Episode 1 Obi-Wan Kenobi action figure has a Comtech chip.
That's it.
Now figures talk through the special... Oh, God, I gotta even move closer. Through the special recorder, or with a... No, I don't think this is recorder. With a Comtech chip. $6.
Damn it.
And let's see. Qui-Gon. How do you spell Qui-Gon?
Q-U-I-G-O-N.
I found it. Qui-Gon. Oop, I hit lightsaber. You don't happen to have his lightsaber, do you?
I wish. $9 for nerds.
$9.90. Action figure. All right, here you go. Qui-Gon Jinn action figure. I can't seem to find it by itself. That could be a good sign. Oh, there it is. Hey, there you go. $12.99.
Oh,
no, that may not be it. That's actually much larger. Sorry.
Oh,
I'm moving down. I keep finding the lots. Oh, here it is. $6. If you have them all, people are selling all of them for $22.
What? Well, crap.
Now, let's see. And this. Oh, actually, this isn't even all. This is just three. And this is Yoda, Qui-Gon, and Obi-Wan.
I wish I had Yoda.
For $22. You can get, I'm sure you can. Find it for 99 cents.
Yeah, I find it for 99 cents now.
Hold on, let me see. There's another one. This has got for $34.95. It's a lot of eight of them.
Okay.
And that's what you got. I gotta get a little closer here. I can't see everybody because you need to know all these awesome characters on there. I can't see their names. Well, you have young Anakin, and you've got what appears to be some sort of soldier from Naboo, and you've got Boss Nass.
Oh,
and you've got a battle droid, and there's two different Qui-Gons, two different poses. One Darth Maul, and I wish it showed this guy's name. It's being blocked, but the old bearded guy from Naboo.
The old bearded guy. He's
like on her council or something.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That guy's in here too. $34, Adam. You should just buy this.
I might as well.
Because you'll have better toys to play with. Yoda action.
I would have more toys, that's for sure.
Let's see if they have the Yoda from there. Oh, here's the original. Oh, no, this is just a... Looks like the original packaging, $9.99. Here we go. Yoda, $6.
Dang it. Well, I'm going to play with them, because what's the point?
No, because you got to wait for another 20 years. Another 20
what?
Years, then maybe it'll be worth something.
But I won't. By then, I'll be 60.
And you may be able to get $100 for it. See, that's the thing. That's what people are right now looking at here, and they're seeing, 99 cents, I'm just going to open them all. When no, because that's what they're going to do. Then you have the unopened ones.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't really care. If you open them, you need to pose them cool.
Yeah, that's what I would do, is I would make, like, little fun tableaus and take pictures of them for everyone.
Now, on a side note, Star Wars Legos. On a side note, I have Spider-Man.
Are you playing Star Wars Legos?
No, it's on, she's watching every Lego movie. On a side note, I do have a Spider-Girl action figure that's worth $22.
Oh, yeah?
And for some reason... These, hold on a second. Yes, Millie? If you want me to make Cuckoo Land, I don't have time to make Cuckoo Land right now. And plus, we're still missing pieces. We have to keep looking for it. So let me go back to that later. We have Cuckoo Land and the Lego sets.
Mm-hmm.
And I had built it on Christmas when Santa brought it. And then someone tore it to pieces.
Don't look at me.
Apparently, it wouldn't fit in the box, so.
Oh, well.
So now we're trying to rebuild it, but I can't find, because now we have like 18 Lego sets all in small pieces. So it's like trying to figure out what goes where. So I'm just taking whatever pieces are the right size. So I figure it's Cuckoo Land. It doesn't matter, right?
You're right. It's Cuckoo Land. And you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, Millie fell asleep. I tried to wake her up to eat dinner, and she would not wake up. Could you imagine?
And now she wants to eat dinner.
Can you imagine Millie was crabby?
She was?
She was. And she got high compliments today at the library.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
For being crabby?
For being... No.
Oh, I was going to say, that's weird to get compliments.
It is. That would be weird. No, she was at the library, and this little girl walks in. Probably... I think she was like 6. But Millie... She was 4. Millie goes, says, oh, I'm going to make friends with her. Or do you think she wants? I think she said, "Do you think she wants to be friends?" I'm like, "I don't know." So Millie went over to her and talked to her and said, "You want to be friends?" And she said, "Okay." So they hung up for a little bit, and then this woman came up, and I guess it was her tutor.
Oh, okay.
So she was very nice and asked, you know, told Millie that when they were done, they'd be able to play again. And then the woman, you know, kind of walked over and she goes, "I'm really sorry." She goes, "But you know, she was so polite and she's so well behaved." And she's like, "How?" And she said she's 4, so I didn't want to hurt her feelings. I'm like, "Oh no, it's fine. You can hurt her feelings." And she goes,
right, this is all by all means.
She's like, she's very articulate. She should be in kindergarten. I'm like, see, she clearly says I'm hungry. And I'm like, and I don't know how to talk to strangers, so I just kind of, let it go.
Right.
Let it go.
Can't hold it back anymore.
Can't hold it back anymore. We saw the, hey, Millie, did we see the Frozen short the other day? What's it called? Frozen Fever. Adam, have you seen Frozen Fever?
No. It was right before Cinderella, though.
Yes, so you didn't see Cinderella.
No, Molly did.
They're playing it at the park right now in one of the theaters. They're just, not Cinderella, but they're just playing that short.
Oh, fun.
It's pretty adorable.
Is it?
Yes.
That's cool.
Say it into the microphone, Mel. Here she comes. Millie's going to give her review of Frozen Fever.
When Elsa's sneezing, little snowmen come out.
That sounds...
Oh, of all moments, we just lost Adam. How did he do that? Oh, he's on hold. He must have gotten a phone call. We're going to need Adam to say, that's awesome. So whenever he comes back, he's just...
Hello?
Says, yes. Text message?
No, it was a phone call.
Oh, weird. All right, I need you to say, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's with Little Tiny Snowmen came out. And comedy ensued.
Did they all run around?
They did.
Figures.
Whoa, here's... who is this? Hold on, I'm seeing a news story that just popped up on Facebook, and I'm trying to click on it to see if it's true, but I may actually not know who this person is, so it may not matter. This celebrity. So let's click on it and see what happens. My computer's running very slow. By the way, I'm prepared to get rid of cable again.
Are you?
Yes, I'm done with it.
Except, and going to what?
I have no idea. Going to an open-air antenna.
Wait, okay, so but you would still have your internet?
See, that's the problem. To get internet, and to get internet speed, which will be good enough to, you know, run the show and to run all of our,
devices.
Our internet devices, it would still cost like $69.
Okay.
For internet. But, I mean, it would be half of what we're paying now, so it may not be a terrible idea. But,
wait, okay, so hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold the phone.
Done.
So you would pay $69 for just internet.
Yes.
Or you pay $130.
Well, we're paying $109 right now.
For
internet and phone. And
no cable?
And cable. And we do have like 50-50 internet.
So what's 50-50
like
internet?
50
mean?
Coming in, 50 going out. The speed.
Okay.
The MPB or whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah, megabits per second.
Yes, MPS.
I would drop it.
So I think I'm gonna drop down to 25, and just deal with it. I may just drop down to 3 and be like, fuck all of you.
So you would drop to 25. What does that cost then?
That would bring it down to like $69.
And that's without phone and...
That would probably just be the cable and phone. The phone and the internet and no cable.
Yeah, I would do it.
But I'm telling you, I need to get together $20 to go out and buy an open-air antenna and slap it on this TV and see how many channels it will give us.
Just, I mean, even if it just gives you two, like, Fox, ABC...
I like
and all those.
You're going to start naming off numbers that don't exist here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what if we bought Channel 5?
Well, my mind automatically always goes to 2, 5, 7, and 9.
Right.
That was Chicago. I don't know what it is. I forgot in Missouri.
It's 2, 4, 5, 11, and 30 in St. Louis.
Ours was 2, 5, 7, and 9, and then 11 was PBS, and after that, 32, and 50.
Oh, 9 is PBS here. 11 is CW.
Oh, CW.
30 is Fox. Now, 2 is ABC, 4 CBS, and 5 is NBC.
9 is WGN. And 7... What the hell are we talking about?
Yep, it doesn't matter.
Anyway,
I would lose it, Dave. I would save that $50.
If I can get an open-air antenna...
I'm hungry.
I know, we're almost done. If I can get...
I'm hungry.
Hey, Millie. What are you hungry for?
I want to show you.
You know what I have in the fridge for you that I cooked earlier? What? I've got some chicken nugget dinosaurs.
Yay.
Yay. I just got to heat them up.
Oh, I thought she said boo. She said yay.
You don't want me to heat them up? Then go into the refrigerator. They're in the fridge. They're on a plate. I'll be right behind you. Give me 1 second. Someone, a professional wrestler from Knoxville, passed away. I thought this was going to be interesting news, but
it's Dusty Rhodes.
No, he already passed away.
Oh, this was today?
Yes, someone named Buddy Landell. Yeah, I don't know who he is, but he did go by the moniker Nature Boy, which made me think
that Ric Flair died.
That Ric Flair died, because he's got the same blonde hair going here, but he was 53. Yeah. And I guess
that's not fair.
I guess he did wrestle in WWF for a while, because they're showing pictures of him in WWF. But yeah, we had what's his name passed away.
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes, American Dream.
That's right. A man, American Dream.
But I didn't really watch wrestling then, so
I did. I did watch wrestling then.
Grappling. I still listen to on occasions, not as much as I used to, the Roddy Piper podcast.
Oh yeah.
It's fascinating. The only problem is that he's been hitting the head a lot.
Of course.
So every once in a while he'll just like and he says, "Oh, sweet baby Jesus," a lot. Which
he does.
The last show I was listening to, he said his wife told him to stop saying that. But he tells all these crazy stories about wrestling and wrestling back in the day when he was a kid and wrestling when it was huge and hanging out with all the other wrestlers and
right.
So that's interesting. So listen to. So if you're not gonna listen to us, you should listen to that.
And then, right. If
you have so much time on your hands, listen to Roddy Piper, and then listen to us. Also, a Deep Dish podcast with Tim Powers. You should listen to that.
Who's he been talking to?
He's talked to quite a few peoples. He's talked to some people. He's done some things. Deep Dish. Let me see if I can find that again.
That's my favorite kind of pizza.
Oh, my God. I wish I could afford that.
Deep Dish Pizza?
Yes, because they sell Uno's in the frozen aisle.
And that's probably like $10 a pizza, right?
Yeah, it's like $7 a pizza.
Yeah, when you can get Jack's 3 for $10.
when you can get 10 party pizzas for $10.
Yeah.
I mean, they kill my stomach, but.
Right, those Totino's just, yeah.
Let's see, who has he interviewed? He interviewed Catherine Leigh Scott. She was on a television program called Dark Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
He interviewed Bobby Hart, who was part of Boyce and Hart, two music writers who did a lot of the Monkees music as well as some other music back in the day. He interviewed a novelist, Robert J. Peterson. He wrote a book called The Odds. And he also interviewed author Bill Shelley and Harvey Kutzman, the man who created Mad and revolutionized humor in America.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Author Billy Shelley joins Tim to discuss his new book. Talking about the book, Harvey Kurtzman, the man who created Mad and revolutionized humor in America. From Fantagraphics, Harvey, there's read more. I'm not going to read more. So check that out, folks. Deep Dish Radio with Tim Powers, powered by the Shout Engine. I've considered moving over there if I knew what it was. Anything to
if only
anything to make my life easier. Apparently Tim's logo looks like it is Steak and Shake with a microphone.
An old school microphone.
Yeesh. So while we're at it, who else can we plug besides us? A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. Still listen to them all the time. They're now on terrestrial radio Monday through Friday with A Corporate Time.
What's terrestrial radio?
That's real radio, ground.
Oh, gotcha.
So they do real radio now Monday through Friday for just 1 hour.
Really?
Yep. So then they
pre- I wonder what kind of money those guys make.
Who knows? Well, they do a lot of their own. They do a lot. They sell a lot of merchandise.
Do they?
Yes. And they have they do a Friday free show. They do work on the radio, except they only do, like I said, the radio one hour a week, and they do it from their home studio. So they pre-record it, and they send it in every day. And then they have a paid subscription show they put out every Monday. which they called.
Oh, okay.
They call the BDM show, which is the Big Dick Millionaire show.
Gotcha.
But I mean, it only costs like $3 to be a member a month, so they have to have a lot of members in order to make some money. But they also have sponsors. They got a ton of sponsors
right.
that have been with them since day one. So, you know, and they got tons of listeners. Tons. They just went on a cruise with their listeners.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they had a couple hundred listeners join them on our boat, no less.
Really?
Yes, on Enchantment of the Seas, which they had mixed reviews about the boat. That's Enchantment Under the Seas.
Oh, right.
Apparently, they didn't like the gray hot dogs.
There were gray hot dogs?
Some of those hot dogs look like they've been there for a while. I ate them anyways. Yeah. But, so, Mediocre Time, Corporate Time, BDM, listen to them. And, once again, that's how we had had that listener before.
Oh, Kiwi. That's right.
Kiwi found us through there.
Yep.
Chewing It. I still listen to Chewing It.
And Chewing It Well.
With Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy from Broken Lizard.
Oh, yeah.
You Are My Kevin Heffernan.
Sweet.
So we should go on a comedy tour.
We should. If only I could do stand up.
You can do stand up.
I've never written anything.
Just write it already.
I know.
Britta, my sister-in-law, did stand up.
I know.
Last week or the week before.
She sent it to me prior, so to ask for some advice.
I think she sent it to Mikey too.
Yep.
She has texted me numerous times asking advice and things like that.
And you never responded?
I responded.
Oh, okay.
I wish I had had the support system, but I guess I did with all the comics that I was friends with and dealt with on a daily basis.
You knew better than to ask me.
The Manx.
Yeah.
I was trying to give her examples of... she was concerned about doing the same jokes week after week. And I said, that's how people do it sometimes. I said,
yeah, that's what I told her. I said, because your audience is going to be different all the time.
Exactly.
And if they're not, then maybe you try new stuff. But if it's somebody new, you can do the same jokes.
And I was saying,
but just work on delivery and all that. Yep.
I was saying that now Maker, whenever he usually does open mics, he'll do all new material every freaking night.
Does he really?
He does. Well, at least he did when I used to hang out with him. But I told her, he is writing constantly.
Right.
Constantly writing new bits and thinking of new things. So there's a huge difference. And if you're not writing, he's got notebooks full of this stuff, all of his thoughts. So he's got, enough material to do more live shows if he so chose.
Yeah.
So those are podcasts I listen to. You listen to any other podcasts?
No.
No. All right, well,
I listened to a movie.
Was it .com?
Yeah, that's what I do.
I haven't been there in a while. I'll have to go back.
That's the same old movies. They haven't updated anything.
Yeah, but it's me, Mario. But it's better than having the TV on.
Yeah.
AWOAPodcast@gmail.com. Adam, what do you got going on?
Nothing right now. Directing my show.
All right. Hopefully you'll be on again next week.
No.
No. Well, we'll have somebody on.
No. It'll be after July something.
I think
my next show will probably be the 20th of July.
Oh, Jiminy. Well, we'll have somebody on. I've got people who are in the wings.
Yeah, get some peeps.
I got some people who are in the wings, and they're wanting to come. But there's just timings have been off, so we'll see what happens. I'm just currently videotaping stuff at work. Sky Captain Fair.
Yeah.
He's working on some commercials that they want to film next week. Don't think I'll be available to do them, but he may have me edit them.
Sweet.
So we'll get to see what that's going to be all about.
That'll be fun.
But he's got all sorts of stuff coming up. Like I said, that train ride and that they want to do and more promotions. So we need to watch Sky Captain of Tomorrow. So we can know what we need.
Is that a steampunk movie?
I think it's a steampunk movie. It's a steampunk movie.
Okay.
We are no longer on the air, Adam, we are going to continue talking. Let's see. So we got that coming on. So if you have any ideas or you enjoy steampunk, please let us know. And he should be on the show, if not next week, the week after. He was going to be on today, but we just couldn't pull it together. Well, he wanted to do an afternoon interview.
So, I couldn't do.
You couldn't do, and Nick never got back to me, so I just needed somebody else. I couldn't do it myself, or it would just be a boring interview.
Right.
So there's that. Ryan O, go find him on YouTube. Nick, still married. Aaron, also still married. Sarah, as far as I know, is still married. Adam's still married, I guess.
Yep.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
If you weren't, you wouldn't tell me.
I would tell you.
Eventually. With that. Hope everything is good with that. Honeymoon over yet, or?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I did buy a chainsaw.
You did?
Yeah, because a tree fell at her house that I've been having to cut up. Ugh. It's been miserable.
Well, now you've got plenty of firewood.
Yep. And no fireplace.
And no now you got to build a fire pit.
Right?
See?
I'm on it.
Lemons, lemonade.
What?
If like,
oh, right. I thought you were talking about a brand of lemonade. I'm an idiot.
Drink lemons lemonade.
It's the best.
It's the lemoninest. All right, I'm done.
Lemons lemonade.
I'm done. We did an hour. That's good enough for me.
All right.
I have to go finish editing last week's show.
Yes, and feed your kid.
And feed my. She's already eaten. She opened up the fridge. She found the nuggets. She's good to go.
Okay, good. She's like, I don't need them warmed up.
Yeah, she didn't want them warm. Like, oh, you know what? That's disgusting. Go for it. But, you know, they sell those in, like, the little snack packs.
Oh, yes, they do. Yep.
I don't understand it.
Me either. I would never eat it.
But I guess they're eatable.
I guess.
All right, well.
But no thanks.
Adam, it's always good talking to you.
Agreed.
Aaron never did text, as far as I can tell.
Nope.
She was going to text me all sorts of Japanese things.
Yeah, never did. Not once.
Not once. Can you believe it? So, with that, awapodcast@gmail.com, send us emails, go to our Facebook page, go to our iTunes, give us 5 stars, and love us, tell us your friends about steampunk, and we'll talk about it more.
Yep.
With that said, Adam, let's all do this again sometime.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Show.
A couple weeks for you. All right. See you, see you, see you, see you, see you.
See you, see you.
See you.